we're sitting here with Jess Walker, who's our second AU candidate to be interviewed today, and the only other AU candidate. And so I think we'll just start off with, why did you decide to run?
I decided to run because I love Saints sport. I've been involved in sport my entire life, and I really hope that this is a stepping stone towards a great career in sports management and sports development. And I really think that I could do a lot for Saints sports within St. Andrews and push it forward and progress it and make it sort of more accessible to people, because I think for a while the athletic union's been this sort of scary thing off in the corner that's not really seen in St. Andrews that much. And I really want to involve the wider student body, who are actually athletic union members. As a student, you are a member in the athletic union, and I want to engage those students in what we're doing over there.
What kind of role have you had within the AU so far that would make you a really good AU president?
Well, for the past 2 years, I've actually been president of the Women's Rugby Club, mm-hmm. which has been a fantastic experience. We've done some great work for this women's rugby in Scotland so far. I'm also a health and fitness intern with the Department of Sport and Exercise, which has given me kind of a slightly different aspect on it. And I'm also a member of the Project Zambia group. So I'm hopefully going out to Zambia to teach sports to kids.
That's great. And why do you think that sport is important for St. Andrews?
I think that it is a way of bringing the community together. It's a way of getting people involved in what we're doing. And it's a way of keeping people active and an enjoyment. Lots of people enjoy playing sport. I love playing sport. And so it's providing that outlet for them.
Great. And I know that you're running kind of your three key points are cooperation, accessibility, and progress and advocacy is kind of a third platform there. But why, and we'll get to those later, but why do you, what are three things that you think that the student body needs to know about you?
That I really believe in representation, that we are elected by the body to represent their interests, and that I will listen to their interests. And I'm incredibly hardworking and incredibly driven. Anyone that knows me knows that I work incredibly hard and round the clock to provide the best for people, because that's the only way we get the best out of our athletic union.
And I guess that ties in very neatly with your progress and advocacy platform. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, progress for me means getting the Saints sports out there and in the community. We're working with a lot of kids groups. We're working with the Department of Sport and Exercise to provide kids programs. It's about getting our sports clubs recognized, because, you know, last week we had a huge decider matches that nobody really heard about, nobody knew about. So it's really about expanding the role of the publicity officer as well. And in advocacy, you know, I just like to qualify, you know, Stu, I did hear him mention before that I was running on the platform of advocating for facilities. Now, what I mean is the DSC has been allocated that £12 million for the facilities that they want to create. So if they choose to have a swimming pool, that's what will be created. And it's my role as athletic union president to advocate on behalf of the clubs for use of those facilities, because we don't have out and outright control over which spots we want. We need to represent clubs and really say, hey, guys, we need these time slots. We need these from you. You know, we need to represent the student body.
And that also is a, you know, leads us nicely into mm-hmm. your cooperation, which I think you are talking about a club captains forum, which seems to be a common theme across both campaigns.
Yeah, definitely across both campaigns. It's quite a hot topic at the minute. We both agree that a club captains forum really needs to be formed, not only to examine the exec changes, which I'm sure we'll get onto to later, but it's a way of our clubs working together and creating a Saints sports community and allowing our club captains and presidents, because some clubs actually have captains as well as presidents, so they would both be invited to meet and really examine what we're doing at the athletic union and say what's working for them and what's not working for them, and really evaluate our progress as presidents and the executive and see what we need to be working on.
Great. And then I guess we can turn to your third point of accessibility.
Mm-hmm. It's a big one for me because, again, transparency within the exec is quite an issue. My policy is to create bi-semesterly open forums for the executive, where the executive would be available to the entire student body to come and ask questions of them. Because I really think that the executive needs to be able to answer for not only the changes that have been made, but for the progress that they're making and what they're actually doing. And by allowing the whole student body involved in that, it brings people together and it allows them to understand what's happening over there.
In a more general question, you know, do you have a management style that you would bring to the job, or do you have a leadership style that you admire in something, you know, someone in the past, maybe a past AU president or a past student representative here at the university?
I mean, I don't have a specific person in mind, but my way of leadership is trying to create involvement from not only our committee members, but to listen to our whole student body as a whole, and then take that on board and come up with proposals and propose my ideas and allow the committees that we've elected, you know, club captains represent their clubs, they've been elected as the best representatives of that, to critique that and decide whether that's actually what they like or what they don't want.
Is there a legacy that you're aiming for here as if you're elected as president?
No, I'm really not aiming for a legacy. I think that what we do as AU presidents is really our legacy should be looking 5 years down the line to what's best for the athletic union and what will grow the athletic union the most. And, you know, legacies are one of those things that sometimes can kind of turn around and end up being not a great thing. But we, as AU presidents, we really need to push Saint Sports forward. And that's our legacy, is to try and do the best for the athletic union.
Great. Do you foresee any problems with implementing any of your policies or ideas? I know that Emily Griffiths has gone on the record saying that there are a lot of things she didn't know that she couldn't do. You know, do you feel that you really will be able to follow through?
I really do believe I'll be able to follow through. The policies I've sort of proposed are not outrageous. I don't think that they're something that isn't achievable. I'm not promising a swimming pool. I'm not promising you, or, you know, shorter gym queues, because we don't have any control over that. And my internship at the DSE has really sort of taught me the relationship between the athletic union and the DSE and how's best to work between the two bodies.
Yeah, I know that as a gym user myself, those long queues can be a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what most of the students at the university, you know, feel as a big problem. But as you've, you know, you're drawing light on some other issues that we need to move forward with. Well, I guess we can turn to the AU exec committee changes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've spoken a lot about this and thought a lot about this as well. So just straight out, you know, what is your opinion on it and what are your intentions with it if you are elected president?
My feeling on it is it was an incredibly rash and rushed decision. You know, clubs weren't adequately advised or given time to really look at what the policy really meant. At this point in the changes, the GNC committee, GNN committee, sorry, is meeting later on this month. As incoming presidents, I think it would be do a disservice to call a snap election and prevent the changes from happening. But I really believe that the club captain's forum is a great way of critiquing the changes, because it's not a set system and we need to evaluate throughout next year how those changes have affected us and whether they're effective or not. And we really need to continue the discussion, definitely. And we need to find out more about how it works.
Do you feel that there is a lot that the student body can do to influence the decision of the AU Exec Committee? Do you think that's something that is going to play a prominent role in these elections themselves? Or do you think that's something that's probably already been decided and will move forward?
The student body could elect neither Stuart nor I. I suppose I believe Stuart and I are sort of on the same page with not preventing the changes from happening, because calling a snap election would, I think, give people not enough time to consider running for positions. And, you know, as we have seen in the past, we are struggling to get candidates for the roles. And I think calling an election, you know, before the end of term would be even more difficult.
Do you have any questions for Anne?
No, I don't particularly do. I have a random question. I don't know.
Of course.
It's just because I've seen a few photographs of candidates that have been making the mental health pledge. Mm-hmm. And since you mentioned that you have this internship, which brings in kind of a different aspect of what being part of the AU and being a sportswoman mm-hmm. is, do you have any thoughts about mental health and sports?
I think that fitness and health and fitness can actually do a lot towards mental health. I really believe part of my cooperation section actually mentions Revitalize Week and Wellbeing Week, which are weeks put on by the DSC and the Athletic Union and the union itself to provide an outlet for students who may not necessarily be active members of the Athletic Union for yoga classes, health classes. And I really believe that that can lend itself well to creating a healthy mental health environment within St. Andrews.
Or something that I noticed is that I believe that both you and Stuart are in slightly smaller clubs. Mm-hmm. That's my impression of them. And I think you know, there are a lot of sports clubs that, you know, I don't even know about, a lot of the student's body doesn't know about. Do you think that if you took on the role as president, that you would be able to kind of highlight all the smaller clubs, or really, what would you do with them?
I would hope to bring them in to what we're doing in the Athletic Union, because I know I've spoken with several really small clubs so far, so, you know, jiu-jitsu and judo and all that, and they are really struggling to feel like they're included in what's happening. And I believe the progress section of what I'm proposing will continue to do that, you know, our Saint Sports newsletter, getting it out there, getting the word out there of what they're doing, because they've got amazing members who are committed, and we need to get those voices heard.
Yeah, that is something that is so great about the sports here at the university, is that everyone who is involved with them does it because they truly love it, and that's what's great about
exactly.
it.
Exactly, and my hope is that the Club Captains Forum is a platform for their voices to be heard, because they'll also be invited as members to voice their opinions and really feel like they're included.
I think because it is such a student oriented and organized, the sports clubs themselves, it's fantastic, but also, you know, at times there needs to be help from outside, mm-hmm. actors, coaches, and
yeah.
such. How, as AU president, would you be able to facilitate, you know, helping clubs get the resources that they need?
Well, we facilitate the monetary aspect of that, but we also facilitate in the moving forward of gaining coaches and things like that. So I know Stu mentioned the trampoline club and getting people qualified. And at the rugby club, we actually do that as well. During our preseason week, we run a rugby ready session, which is an intro to rugby coaching. So it's really about providing our clubs the support to bring up coaches to allow them to also help develop their clubs, because you gain student leaders that way, and you gain more active members by getting them coaching qualifications.
That's great. So why should people vote for you?
Because I am incredibly hardworking. I'm incredibly enthusiastic about sport. I believe that the attributes that I bring to the job are incredibly vast and wide. And I really want to speak on behalf of the student body, and I want to represent the student body. And I think that drive will go a long way towards furthering the Athletic Union, not just next year, but in several years to come.
Well, thank you very much for coming. This pretty much brings us to the end of the first day of Star election coverage. And I believe we're ending on a really good note with your fabulous song. I don't know if you want to introduce it in any way or...
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. I have chosen the New Girl song by Zooey Deschanel, one of my favorite singers. So here it is. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do.
And you can find it in your campaign video, right?
Yes, you can definitely find it in my campaign video.
All right. Well, good luck, Jess. Thank you for coming along.
Thank you very much.